Wessex Poems by Thomas Hardy. Preface. Of the miscellaneous collection of verse that follows, only four pieces have been published, though many were written long ago, and other partly written. In some few cases the verses were turned into prose and printed as such, it having been unanticipated at that time that they might see the light. Whenever an ancient and legitimate word of the district, for which there was no equivalent in received English, suggested itself as the most natural, nearest, and often only expression of a thought, it has been made use of on what seemed good grounds. The pieces are in a large degree dramatic or personative in conception, and this even when they are not obviously so. The dates attached to some of the poems do not apply to the rough sketches given in illustration, which have been recently made, and, as may be surmised, are inserted for personal and local reasons rather than for their intrinsic qualities. T.H. September, 1898. End of preface. The Temporary, the All. Change and chancefulness in my flowering youth-time set me sun by sun near to one unchosen, wrought us fellow-like, and despite divergence, friends interlinked us. Cherish him can I while the true one forth come the rich fulfiller of my provision. Life is roomy yet, and the odds unbounded, so self-communed I. Thwart my wistful way did the damsel saunter, fair the while unformed to be all-eclipsing. Maiden meet, I held, till arise my forefelt wonder of women. Long a visioned hermitage deep desiring, tenements uncouth I was fain to house in. Let such lodging be for a breath while, thought I, soon a more seemly. Then high handiwork will I make my life-deed, truth and light outshow, but the ripe time pending, intermissive aim at the thing sufficeth. Thus I, but lo, me, mistress, friend, place, aims to be battered straightway, bettered naught has fate or my hands achieving, soul the showance those of my onward earth-track, never transcended. End of section 1. Amabel. I marked her ruined hues, her custom straitened views, and asked, can there indwell my Amabel? I looked upon her gown, once rose, now earthen brown. The change was like a knell of Amabel. Her steps' mechanic ways had lost the life of maze. Her laugh, once sweet in swell, spoilt Amabel. I mused, who sings the strain I sang ere warmth did wane? Who thinks its numbers spell his Amabel? Knowing that, though love cease, love's race shows undecrease, all find in drop or dell an Amabel. I felt that I could creep to some housetop and weep, that time the tyrant fell, ruled Amabel. I said, the while I sighed, that love like ours had died, fond things I'll no more tell to Amabel. But leave her to her fate, and fling across the gate, till the last trump farewell, O Amabel. 1865. End of section 2. Hap. If but some vengeful god would call to me from up the sky and laugh, thou suffering thing, know that thy sorrow is my ecstasy, that thy love's loss is my hate's profiting. Then I would bear and clench myself and die, steeled by the sense of ire unmerited, half-eased that a power fuller than I had willed and meted me the tears I shed.